we couldn't be frankly happier about the state of play. Our producer came up last night, you know, who checks up on us periodically. He was just delighted by the shape that the production's in. And my agent came up from London and says emphatically that we're better than the production running in the West End. I don't know if she said that within earshot of the producer, but I know she meant it. And we do feel like we're a very strong ensemble, I must say, dealing with, obviously, standout material. I mean, killer stuff. Very funny, you know, really clever story. And one of the great scores in musical theatre.
How much do you enjoy doing musical theatre?
I tell you, it is actually more fun than drama and comedy. It's no less hard work. Comedy, as you probably have heard, is the hardest work of all, just nailing it every night. But so is being on your toes in the musical. But you have the support of an orchestra, which is terrific. You know, a live band really banging out that great jazzy score. So even if your tail's drooping a bit, you do get revivified by those opening chords, and you've got no choice but to jump on the train. It's moving, whether you're ready to climb on board or not. It's these musicals really barrel along. We want to deliver plenty of bang for the buck. You know, people are ponying up a lot of money to come and see these shows live, and you want to make them memorable, and you want to maintain the reputation of a show of this caliber. You don't want to let people down. And there's the great film version, of course, that's out there, but there's nothing like live theater. And we've got very strong leads. Richard Fleischman is very charismatic, Skye Masterson. Wonderful voice.
You mentioned the live theatre. It's very different to television. You've got the live orchestra, the live audience. Which do you prefer?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you're lucky enough to be hired in both fields, then you really got the best of both worlds, because to do one consistently is quite draining. I'm thinking more now in terms of theatre. To just do theatre year round, and the discipline of 8 shows a week, as welcome as it is also quite grueling. Musicals particularly really demand that you give everything you've got every time, particularly when you're playing big houses. You know, you really do have to size up the performance. And actually, funnily enough, it's coming off the stage. It's more draining than staying on it. It's coming off and then having to restart the motor when you come back out at the same pitch. And with, as I say, with the engine turning over very, very fast anyway because of the scene that's, you know, preceded you. But there's more protection in on a film or a TV set. They just yell cut and you go back to one, back to the start of the scene. Whereas theatre, there's always that, it's more of a high wire act. And again, it's more of an adrenaline charge too. So there's something to be said for both. I do relish the chance to come and tour the UK and bring a standout show to these audiences that have so far been very, very warm and receptive.
What's it like touring the UK and getting to see all these different places?
Well, I'm a big fan of theatrical architecture, the late Victorian, early Edwardian work of for example, Frank Matcham. We're in a beautiful theatre this week. As I say, the Sheffield Lyceum, which is, I believe, was designed by an apprentice of his called Sprague, who went on to design a lot of the beautiful theatres that grace Shaftesbury Avenue in the West End. So these restoration projects and these funds that often get started to keep these venues open, they're very, very valid. The acoustics in them are always first rate. And also the joy of stepping back in time and being in a building that you know has seen all manner of stars over the decades. And in some cases, going really far back. I was lucky enough to play the Newcastle Theatre Royal about 3 weeks ago, and it's just extraordinary who's been in there. You know, Ellen Terry, and going all the way back, and then Laurence Olivier, and Orson Welles, and Vivian Leigh, and actually my old TV dad, Charlton Heston was, I think he did Man for All Seasons, and once they'd refurbished it, Chuck Heston was in the inaugural production there. So again, it just feels such an honour to tread the same boards.
And you looking forward to coming to Norwich?
Yes, it's a fine house. I was lucky enough to play the theatre a couple of years ago in another national tour of a fine American musical, Singing in the Rain. But I do believe that Guys and Dolls is actually a superior show. And again, without tooting our horn too much, I do feel that there's a balance in this particular company. We've got dream casting, a guy called Jack Edwards playing Nicely Johnson, who sings the showstopper, Rock in the Sit Down, You're Rock in the Boat. And we've got all the other of all my sidekicks and fellowhoods are just absolutely top rate. There's a lovely chemistry. Certainly backstage, and I feel that the audience sense it on stage too, you know. And we have to click, or else the gags don't work, the tunes don't fly. So we're really enjoying ourselves, and that's as I said, that's our mission: take people out of themselves and just get lost in another era of a funny, romantic time, full of optimism, which was what New York was full of in the post-war era when this show came to life.
Okay, well, I'm going to wish you all the best for it. It's Guys and Dolls at the Theatre Royal in Norwich from the 3rd of May.
Absolutely, just for a week. I hope I haven't banged the gong too loud, but it'd be great to see people out there who are still sitting on the fence as to whether they want to come or not. Guaranteed good time.